are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin and Craig welcoming you, trusting that you'll stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you. We are opening our service with the Way of Truth singer singing for us, I Have Found the Way.
I have found the way that leads to endless day under in the glory land. And the way is bright, for Jesus is the light, and I hold his guiding hand. Jesus is so near, I will bravely meet the foe. Happy song I'll sing in honor to the King as I glory onward go. I found a way, I found a way, oh glory, I found a way, blessed way. Journey's end, led by a faithful friend, and no more in sin I roam. By the way called straight, I'll reach the golden gate of my soul eternal home. I found a way.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of presenting your gospel on this broadcast today. We realize that we in ourselves can do nothing. Therefore, we are asking for your help, for Jesus said, without him, we can do nothing. We thank you for our precious congregation today. We know that you love each one of them. And we desire thy blessings upon each one, and we desire that you use this broadcast to make it a blessing to every soul, for we ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
When I first heard of Jesus, his love and his grace, my heart was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
subject for today's broadcast, Do You Believe Christ? The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ came in the flesh and that He is full of grace and truth. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1 and verse 14. Many say they believe on Christ, but do not really believe Christ. Many are the ideas about Christ, but how many really and truly believe Him? I would like for you to consider with me some things Jesus said. First of all, let me say this. There are multitudes of people in the world who claim to believe in God, but they do not believe in Christ. In the 17th chapter of St. John, we have a beautiful prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ prayed. And in the third verse of that chapter, this is what He said. This is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Therefore, eternal life can be found not in just knowing God, but in knowing Jesus Christ, whom God sent into the world. In John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me or unto the Father, but by me. Notice that Jesus not only said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, but He went on to say, No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, whenever you deny Christ, then you deny the Father also. If you really and truly believe Christ and accept Christ, you accept the Father as well. Jesus also said, I tell you, except you repent, you shall perish. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Today, shaking the preacher's hand, signing a decision card, or just to begin assembling with a congregation is all that you need in some religious circles to be accepted. But that is not what Jesus Christ taught. Do you believe Him, or do you just believe on Him? I tell you, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You see, whenever a person is living in sin, they are breaking the law of God. They are disobeying God. And when they come to God for eternal life through Jesus Christ, they must have true godly sorrow for their sinful ways. The Bible says godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. So a person must be truly sorry for their sinful ways, and they must repent of those ways, and not only repent of them, but they must turn from them. I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. That is a small portion of the conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night to inquire about eternal life, and although Nicodemus may not have been up really knowing what the new birth was all about, he did know something that was very important. He knew that Jesus was a teacher come from God. For no man could do these things that thou doest except God be with him. And so Jesus said to this religious man, yes, he was a religious man. Jesus said to him, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus was wondering how he could re-enter his mother's womb and be born a second time, and Jesus let him know he was not talking about another physical birth, but he was talking about a spiritual birth. And he must be born again spiritually. And that new birth comes by truly repenting of and by forsaking your sins. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. Now, I'm asking you today, do you believe Christ? Do you believe on him, or do you really believe him? If any man come after me, let him deny himself. We must slay self. We must forsake our own way, and we must turn to God with all of our heart. We must take up the cross and follow Christ. We cannot live a selfish, self-centered life and be a true follower of Christ. Now, this is not a hard way. It's not an unreasonable way. It's only proper and right. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Romans, said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So it is a reasonable thing to forsake all to follow Christ. Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Luke chapter 14 and verse 33. And let me say here, Jesus was not saying that you can't have a house, that you can't have a car, or you can't have this or that. What he is teaching us is that all that we have must be consecrated and dedicated to Christ. Whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. 14 and 33 of Luke. And we are told in Matthew 6 and 33, part of that beautiful Sermon on the Mount, in verse 6 and 33, Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Before that, he spoke about how the Gentiles were seeking after the material things of this world. But material things does not bring true happiness, and it does not bring spiritual life. Seek ye first, yes, first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Here's another truth that many people do not accept and do not believe. My kingdom is not of this world. John 18 and 36. How many people in the religious world put the kingdom of God as something yet out in the future? But Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. And he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. The Apostle Paul, again in Romans 14, 17, said, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And he didn't say it's going to be that. He said it is. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now, here's another truth that a lot of people don't seem to want to accept. Jesus said in Matthew 5:44, still a part of the Sermon on the Mount, love your enemies. Oh, yes, in the Old Testament, that was a different standard. But we're talking about what Jesus Christ taught and whether we really believe what he taught. Love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you and pray for those that despitefully use you. Now, Jesus also said in here, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:15, if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. So we see from that verse of Scripture that we must forgive to be forgiven. For if we will not forgive others their trespasses against us, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us our trespasses. So we must forgive to be forgiven. Now here's another precious truth. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Matthew 22:37. If we really and truly love God with all of our heart, then we will love Christ and we will love his truth and we will endeavor to live it out in our lives. That's what Jesus said in John 14:23. If a man love me, he will keep my words. Jesus spoke of some people who worshipped him with their lips, but their heart was far from him. Beloved, we must worship God from the heart if we're going to please him, or if we do, as he said, the Father requires. And the Father requires those who worship him to worship him in spirit and in truth. So if a man love me, Jesus said, he will keep my words. John 14:23. Now, Matthew 7:21, another portion of the Sermon on the Mount. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. The Apostle James said that we are to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. And Jesus here is saying the very same thing. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And whatever God's will is for us individually, it is best. For God knows all things, and he certainly knows what is best for us. Another truth from the Sermon on the Mount, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, but and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7:13-14. And we see from this passage of Scripture that not everyone by any means is on their way to heaven. In fact, most people are not. Only a few, Jesus said. Let me read that verse or those verses again. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7:13-14. So only a few are on the straight and narrow way, and they're there by choice. And those that are on the broad road are there by choice. They can get off of it by coming to Christ, repenting of their sins, being born again. He'll take them off of the broad road and put them on the straight and narrow way if they will make the choice to accept him as Savior and Lord. Now here's another truth that Jesus spoke, John 14:3. I will come again. And Jesus Christ is coming again. The angels there on the Mount of Olives, as they were looking up into heaven where Jesus had just ascended, said to them, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? The same Jesus whom you have seen go into heaven shall so come in like manner. But Jesus Christ is not coming to set up a literal kingdom as so many people teach and believe. No, the Bible does not teach that Jesus Christ is coming to set up a literal kingdom, and he's not going to reign here on earth for 1,000 years. The Bible teaches us in the book of Revelation that when Jesus Christ comes, the heavens and the earth shall pass away. It teaches us in Matthew also that the earth will pass away. So Jesus Christ is coming to judge the world, and he's going to separate the good from the bad, as a shepherd divides a sheep from the goats. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom that's prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Matthew 25:41-46. My final point is, if you die in your sins, you cannot come where I am. That's what Jesus Christ himself taught. So do you believe on Christ, or do you believe Christ? Jesus always spoke the truth. You can count on what he said. He said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so he is. He also said, as we mentioned earlier, no man could come unto the Father but by me. So to reject Christ is to reject the Father. To receive Christ is to receive the Father. And remember, John 17:3, Jesus said, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these verses of scriptures, precious truths that were taught by the Master with our congregation today. We trust that they have proven to be a blessing to them. Now, Father, we are asking you to deal with hearts according to the need, for I know that you see each and every one in our congregation today. So help precious souls, if they know thee not, that they will come to know thee, for to know thee, to know thy Son, is to know eternal life. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We are thankful for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcast with you, and if it is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. You can also listen to past broadcasts if you missed any. And you can be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the Internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.